Later, loser. Later, loser. Later, loser. Later, loser.
I've updated the ringtone.
Later, loser.
I'll grab it. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
You know, I will tell you, Cochran, it's bigly inconvenient to take your call. You know, when I'm busy doing so many things for our country, and during executive time, no less. But props to your producer for somehow convincing the hardest-working president in history to come on and answer all your fake news questions.
I thought you'd be impressed with the new ringtone.
Props to the ringtone, I will say that.
Listen, do you have anything planned for Valentine's Day? What's your go-to tradition for your many wives?
You know what? Yes. You know, every year I hire a guy to take Melania out for a candlelit dinner. She loves it. She gets a little romance, and I get a few hours to binge-watch some Netflix. It's a fantastic tradition.
Sounds like a sweet, sweet, sweet evening. What do you get the First Lady for Valentine's Day?
Oh, this year I got Melania something very special. You know, much more personal than naming a star after her.
Okay.
Yeah, this time I'm naming a detained illegal immigrant after her. Yeah, Melania Rosa Gonzalez should be flattered. And she should count her blessings, as long as she counts them in English, por favor.
It's actually por favor. So let's talk about the border wall deal. I want to avoid the shutdown. I'm sure you're not happy with the deal, but look like you're going to sign it, I'm thinking. After all this, you get a $1.4 billion pound instead of the $5.7 billion. It's a big cluster, isn't it?
You know, frankly, it's pathetic, okay? I mean, this deal is almost as bad as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's plan. What is it called again? The green kill the economy deal? You know, I'm very unhappy with the lack of border money. It's a very low amount. $1.4 billion. Such a drop in the bucket for our southern border. It's a shame. It's nothing. Nothing. You can't even bribe a Russian oligarch with that, Cochran. You'd be lucky to even build a wall around the west wing of the White House with that, especially how Melania would want to spend on decorating, believe me.
Look, Mr. President, I want to hear it directly from you. Is it true that you just spent $50,000 of your own money on a golf simulator in the White House? Because I got to say, I think it's your best move as a president.
Yes, guilty as charged, Cochran. You're going to love it. It's a great way to pass the executive time. We actually installed it right where the Situation Room is downstairs.
That's not great.
We kind of merged them together. I call it the Simulation Room. Seriously, I played a virtual 18 holes at Pebble Beach with three of the Joint Chiefs yesterday. Beat them badly. I even gave them three mulligans at each hole. But in all fairness, we're going to try for a rematch before we launch some drones later this afternoon. Tremendous.
Doesn't seem like a great idea. I am a little jealous, though. It's got to be pretty amazing. Did it really cost $50,000?
Well, you know, I usually don't spend that kind of money on myself, unless it's hush money, of course, okay?
Right.
But it's fantastic. This golf simulator is so true to life, I can actually hear people booing from the gallery, just like in real life. It's an amazing piece of technology. It's from the same manufacturer who built Vice President Mike Pence. Yeah. And I thought Mike was realistic.
Your Eminence, my sensors indicate that the First Lady may be approaching to complain about something.
Ooh, thanks, Mike. Stand watch outside the door.
I will stall her like the monotonous cyborg I've been programmed to be, my liege.
In case anybody's wondering, Mike Pence is my real Valentine.
Well, appears to be. Any thought on that judge's ruling that Paul Manafort lied to investigators about possible criminal activity related to your campaign? The plea deal's void now. Obviously, the agreement to cooperate's void.
Well, I will tell you, of course, I'm shocked. Totally shocked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if anyone was going to be found guilty of lying to investigators, I would have assumed it would be my Donnie Jr. I mean, he's a chip off the old xenophobe. He really is.
All right, let's talk about 2020 for a second. Tons of candidates starting up, cranking up. Two more female candidates officially kicked off their campaigns last weekend. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. Elizabeth Warren is in. What are you thinking?
Did you see Senator Amy Klondike Barr out in the snowstorm? What a dopey thing to do. Hey, everybody, it's February in Minnesota. Why don't we have a rally outside? It's only 10 below. I just feel bad for the people who came out to that thing to listen to her drone on in a blizzard. All 12 of them. They could have died from hypoglycemia.
You mean hypothermia?
Whatever. Look, I will tell you, Cochran, I haven't seen a woman covered in that much white powder since Tony Montana's wife in Scarface. And by the way, I'm in no way comparing Amy with the beautiful Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, what about Senator Warren? I know you're not a fan.
You know, I'm just glad that Pocahontas finally got into the race officially. Matter of fact, I have a new Native American name for her. Dances with DNA Tests. Yeah, I heard she even took another test just to be doubly sure of her ancestry. Turns out that Elizabeth is 78% delusional.
Well, you're really on it. You know, as far as your nonsense goes. Look, you got to admit it's unprecedented that as we speak, five women are running for president. Isn't that a good thing?
Can you believe it? I mean, all of these average female candidates and a handsome guy like me. I mean, this is going to be like the skankiest season of The Bachelor ever. Believe me. And plus, if they get a few more chicks to throw their hats in, they'll have one hell of a softball team, Cochran. That I can tell you.
Somehow it seems wrong to say this, but thank you for calling, President Trump.
Later, loser.
Yeah.
People say I never, ever, ever agree with Trump. I think the idea of having a golf simulator in the White House is brilliant. I think it's his strongest policy move ever.